that it would probably be with us. We've been kept a number of times since then without getting it, but now it is here. The president announced at 7 p.m. today the unconditional and unqualified surrender of the Japanese. General Douglas MacArthur takes over as the Allied Supreme Commander and the man who will tell Emperor Hirohito just how to run Japan. General MacArthur will also accept the formal surrender for the United Nations, the United States acting as the country for the other members of the United Nations. That is the bulletin just given to us from the White House conference in Washington. We had received word a few moments ago that almost the entire cabinet had gone into the White House for the press conference and was on hand for this great announcement. Stay with us for further news coming to us regularly. General MacArthur, the man that so many hoped would be the gentleman in charge and would go over and take over the Japanese islands and supervise their performance until an election was held, has now been named the Allied Commander-in-Chief over Japan to command Emperor Hirohito. At the same time that our president was making the surrender announcement, Clement Attlee, Prime Minister of Great Britain, announced it in a broadcast over the international BBC broadcasting station, Beam to America. Word had been given us today that the announcement would be made concurrently in the four capitals of the United Nations, the four leaders of the United Nations. Our reply, the reply sent to us from Japan, had no qualifications whatsoever. They accepted the terms that were laid down for them at the Potsdam Conference. And this conforms exactly with the Potsdam Declaration, the declaration that President Truman sent to Japan. Word went to Japan giving them this proclamation. And if they had taken it at that time, many lives would have been saved. They chose to fight on. As a result, Russia entered the war. Two atomic bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and many more. Hundreds of thousands of lives were lost as a result of Japan's obstinacy, or for whatever reason they may have chosen to refuse to accept the surrender terms at that time. But now, at 7 p.m., August 14, 1945, that war, which was started by the infamous attack on Pearl Harbor, December 7, 1941, has now come to a close. Japan has surrendered unconditionally to the United Nations. More news will come to us immediately from the White House press conference. Mutual representatives were on hand, flashed the news to us immediately, and we brought it to you just at the very moment. Of course, pandemonium has broken loose at the White House. The great press conference was on hand. 150 newsmen, 35 photographers, all trying to get in to be first, come out with that news. President Truman announced today that fighting in the Second World War has ended. He also announced that General of the Army, Douglas MacArthur, has been appointed Supreme Commander of the Allied Army of Occupation in Japan. MacArthur will rule Japan through Emperor Hirohito. The Emperor, however, is retained. The news given to us is that the Emperor is retained. No more lives will be lost in the Pacific. No more soldiers will go in that direction to give their blood in order to bring the peace which we must have in this generation, and we hope in every other generation. We've just received word that Emperor Hirohito's own signature were on the documents of surrender. His own signature on those documents of surrender. Now, much talk has gone around concerning just where the surrender will be formally signed. The Emperor will order all armed forces under his command. We're bringing you the news just as quickly as it is given to us. The Emperor will order all armed forces under his command to lay down their arms immediately. Full surrender in all parts of the world. Wherever Japanese troops have been fighting, they will now conform to full surrender in all parts of the world. The President said, "I've received this afternoon a communication from the Japanese government in reply to the message forwarded to that government by the Secretary of State on August 11th. I deem this reply a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan." And as we told you just a couple of moments ago, Prime Minister Attlee just stated that the surrender of arms was authorized by the Emperor in official Japanese reply, carrying a full approval of the Emperor. The document was signed by Tojo also. The President has declared a two-day holiday in honor of VJ Day. Celebration that was started this morning will be continued. National holidays, two of them. It was announced in England the other day that there would be two holidays over there, and now there's been a two-day holiday announced for all government departments and agencies. We have not been told yet just when that two-day holiday will be, but no doubt it'll be very soon. VJ Day is with us, I know you're all just as happy as we are here in the Mutual Newsroom to be able to thrice to you all these details concerning V.J. Day, which is finally with us. Long years of war. War which captured and took care of Italy. War which did away with Mr. Mussolini. War which took us in to do away with the Nazis and to vanquish Hitler has now overcome Hirohito.
We want to clarify one thing. In New York, we can tell by looking out the windows that Bedlam has broken out in Times Square. We're going over there in a little while and bring you the color and description of that scene. But we do want to emphasize one thing, that V.J. Day, as such, will not be proclaimed until after the formal signing of the surrender terms by Japan. It's realized in the Pacific War, Great Britain, Russia, and China will be represented at the signing, as you've heard, by high-ranking officers. The Japanese government's message accepting the allowed terms said that Emperor Hirohito is prepared to, quote, authorize and ensure the signature by the Japanese government and the Imperial General Headquarters of the necessary terms for carrying out provisions of the Potsdam Declaration, end of the quote. But it's no time to dim anyone's joy and enthusiasm. Everyone is wild with enthusiasm out in the streets. The ticker tape and paper snowstorm has started again, but V.J. Day will not be proclaimed officially until after the formal signing of the surrender terms by Japan. As we've told you, and as Paul Cupid has emphasized, that will take just a bit of time yet. Simultaneously, Mr. Truman disclosed that Selective Service is taking immediate steps to slash inductions from 80,000 to 50,000 a month. Henceforth, Mr. Truman said, only those men under 26 will be drafted for the reduced quotas. Hereafter, only men under 26 will be drafted for the reduced quotas. Now, we're going back to the newsroom again.
The reduction of Selective Service men, as we just told you, was ordered by the President through the Director of Selective Service, General Hershey. The reduction has been made from 80,000 to 50,000, but will leave sufficient men to provide replacements for men with long service in the Pacific. As most of us know, those of us acquainted with men who have served in the Pacific, there has been many, many years of service by many of our Yanks after going to the Pacific. They have not had the opportunity to come back to these quarters, the opportunity that has been given men who fought in other areas of the world. And now those men will have the opportunity to come back just as quickly as possible. Though the Selective Service Group has been reduced, it is enough to allow an exchange of men and to allow them to continue their job over there. We want to repeat, V.E. Day is with us. Japan, V.J. Day, they're all over now, so we get mixed up. Japan has surrendered unconditionally, and General Douglas MacArthur has been named Allied Commander-in-Chief to rule over Hirohito. And so, on this day, at 5 seconds, after 7 o'clock, August 14th, 1945, the war has ended. There will be no more fighting. The President will proclaim V.J. Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.